The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is the brilliant Turning Tide by Sun Machine, Dublin six-piece Sun Machine, who've just released their brand new album, A Place We've Never Been, set their second album. Great listen. Real kind of, there's a 90s vibe, there's definitely a sort of a fuzzy kind of My Bloody Valentine kind of feel off it. And it's very kind of Oasis, anthemic kind of feel. It's a great listen and we're very, very lucky because we've got Rob from the band, Rob Crosby. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Kieran, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You're having a chill out Sunday evening there. I hope I haven't disturbed it.
Not at all. Always happy to talk to you.
Great. So congratulations on the album. Your second album, A Place We've Never Been. Been an interesting story. So, you know, you've been sending stuff into the show, I think, since your previous album. And you know, it's all been very enjoyable. But the new album is a sort of a really pleasant kind of turn, I suppose. It's much, much richer, much more... There's a psychedelic feel in it. Can you tell us a little bit about the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, thanks for saying those nice words about it. It was, funny enough, it's not, we don't think of it as our second album. We think of it as, it's like it is our debut album, essentially, because the stuff that we recorded before had intended to be an album, but it ended up being split into two EPs. And then to confuse people even further, we compiled those two EPs into an album, a vinyl, and released that. So we consider this one to be the first one for sure. But it was essentially a different band nearly that came in to record that one as well. There's been a lot of members have kind of come and gone in terms of who was around at the start of Sun Machine and who's kind of ended up in Sun Machine. So the coming together of those people was really what made that album what it was. So it was nearly like starting from scratch again, starting from the beginning again. And we decided we moved more into a kind of a shoegaze indie rock sound. So the sound evolved as the band evolved, and that was just a natural progression, a natural thing to happen.
Yeah, it's like the music on the album is very epic. It's kind of very emotional, heart in your sleeve kind of feel. It's big melodies, like it's stadium melodies, you know. Was that something that kind of naturally happened as you were writing, or was it a decision that you kind of wanted to move towards that direction?
We just want to make a classic album. We wanted to make 8 songs, you know, 40 minutes. You're in, you're out. No wasted time. That's the only thing we really set out to do. We didn't set out to, like, the whole anthemic aspect of it probably just came from the writing. I think that those anthems were always there, even in the early days. It's just the way that we recorded them, I suppose, brought the anthemic aspect of them out a bit more. So it was a little bit of both. You know, we'd be working in the studio and we'd have a feeling about something. We'd be like, you know, we got to stick some more guitars on this. Or we should put some more vocals on this just to push out, bring up the thing that was occurring to us as being the thing that we should focus on at that time. So, yeah, it's kind of like 50-50 in terms of you go in with an idea of what kind of album you want to make. And then as you're making it, it kind of begins to show itself as to the album that it's going to be. So that's, we just ran with that really. And that's what we ended up with. And we were really happy with it. Like this, I was only listening to it today actually in the car, because sometimes you just go check things and you hear things that you haven't heard before. There's so many layers to it. I mean, you'd imagine that with 6 people in the band, there's going to be a lot of different things added to it. I think it's an album that in the true classic album sense, you can just listen to over and over again. And it just gives you something fresh every time.
Yeah.
There's your plug for there's a plug for the album.
Oh, listen, go for it. Another thing that I really kind of lean into is that you're a little older, you know, you're not like, you know, 18-year-olds fresh out of school. And I think that there is a kind of an understanding yourself that comes with that and the type of music that you want to make, you know. So there is a kind of an experience that goes into that. And then there is a sort of a joyfulness because you're still able to do it when you're a little older and your family's and, you know, you're not, as I say, kids without jobs in your late teens. I mean, that must give it an extra kind of sense of it meaning something to you.
It does. It really does. And the fact that it's doing so well and so many people are responding to it purely on, they don't really know too much about us. They just know the music and they know the band and they enjoy what they're listening to. And the fact that people are responding to that makes it even better because it just proves that anybody can make music. And once you're into it and once you're committed to it, then that's all that's important, really. So, but I think in terms of the experiences it's like we've all, everyone in the band has all been in bands before and have been around the block maybe a couple of times. They've been to the process of making records and dealing with promoters and, you know, playing gigs, you know, all the things that bands have to do. So we're all ready just to hit the road at this point and just really put all of that experience and all of that feedback we're getting from people listening to it. And we've sold records to people in Australia and the Philippines and, you know, people that places we wouldn't be expecting to have to work out how much the postage is for to send a record to the Philippines. But there you go. We got some majorly exciting news last week that hopefully we'll be able to announce soon, but it's something that is going to be like really the, it's the best thing that's happened to us yet in our careers. So,
and what's that, yeah, Rob? And what's that news?
I really we haven't been told we're allowed to announce it yet, but we will very shortly. So, I mean, we'll have that probably on our socials, I'd say, as soon as we're able to. But yeah, it's a big one for us, and it's kind of like a bucket list item for a lot of us. I'm nearly giving too much away now.
This is far too vague. We can't spend too long in
it's
this.
Far too vague.
But well done, well done on the mystery thing that's coming. So can I ask you about the songwriting? How like collaborative? Because there's a couple of really nice curveballs on the album. You know, the song "World" and the song "Rise." Just when you feel that the album has a certain personality, those songs kind of come along and kind of change the kind of feel of it in a really pleasant way. So it feels like there's different kind of songwriting inputs going on. Would that be right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the song "World" actually started off, we recorded that song for the first album, you know, the first collection of songs that we put together, and we weren't really too happy with it. And then we decided, we had Asha in the band then who came in on keyboards, you see. So then we had the opportunity for so many doors in terms of what we could do. Then we could have synth stuff on it, we could have Asha singing. So we just reimagined the song completely and started it off with the synth stuff and that kind of ambient texture stuff. Asha sings this beautiful part that she wrote, you know, and then it comes back into the way the song, nearly back to the way it was originally, where all the guitars come in and things like that. So things like that, again, is you work on the strengths of the members of the band and everyone comes in with their thing. So it's definitely, the collaboration is definitely there. And a song like "Rise" is a song that Nathan wrote and had the idea, let's stick a bossa nova beat on the front, because who's going to expect a bossa nova beat in a shoegaze album? But it just worked really, really well. And then in the studio, we changed the sound of it to give it that outdoorsy kind of sound. And the end of that song, we used to just play forever, you know, it went on and on and on when we used to play it. So we had to do a slightly truncated version of it for the record. But certainly, again, that's something that came out of us jamming as a band. So, you know, we all worked together. It wasn't like just one person going off doing something or whatever it was. It was a proper band approach.
Yeah, well, look, congratulations on the album, A Place We've Never Been. Where can we see it live next?
We are playing next week, the 13th, upstairs in Whelan's. We're playing with a band called Four Faces. And then we're looking at just setting up a tour for next year. So yeah, I mean, it's all happening.
Fantastic. So our gig of the week, will be playing with Four Faces next week. Now, one of my highlights on the album, one of my favourite songs on the album, is a song called "Reverie." Before we go, can you tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll play the track?
"Reverie" was the first song we recorded for the album. It was nearly the segue between the old version of the band and the new version of the band, but it was the song that sort of set us on the path to the kind of music that we wanted to make for this album. And actually, it was the first time all six of us were in the studio together was when we recorded that song. We recorded the song and we were done in a day. It was recorded all in one day. And at the end of that day, we were listening back and we all looked around at each other, because we were kind of nearly a new band, you know, at that point. We all looked around at each other and just went, yeah, this is it. We were kind of nearly not surprised, but we were just really, really impressed that we had just made this particular song that particular day. And we just said, yeah, this is it, this is the band, let's just go for it.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Well, look, at Rob, thanks so much for chatting to us. Go and check out A Place We've Never Been by Sun Machine.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness, the very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.